Simakuf Peidalit Sivches, the end of a list of exceptions. It's funny, the Shulchan Aruch says the exceptions, and then the Sivtes, it talks about a woman who is not one of the exceptions. A little bit of an inverted order. But we had in the exceptions a woman who's pregnant or nursing, who's not considered to be a person that sees a regular Vesses. And in Sivches, we have the third such person mentioned in the Gemara. Paisa Nichbeis B'machvei. Pachad. It talks about a woman who's in a hiding place because of a fear of war, of danger. The Gemara compares Machbe to a Menekes Muveres, that her period is changes because of the Pachad. We know today that many women get Shinuyim in their Veses when it comes times of even of excitement, not necessarily of fear. Typically a kala in the weeks, the months before her wedding tends to get a shorter vest. It's a little different than in time of Chazal, when they had emotional times, they got they were mesulekas on him. And here and today, the women, when they get excited, tend to get periods that are shorter for some reason. Maybe excitement is different than fright. But I'll tell you an interesting thing. With women who go, I mean, they're not kalas yet, but then they become kalas. They go to Eretz Yisrael for the year. That change makes many women be misulekas damim. I don't know if it's fright or excitement or a combination. There are some women who have serious changes in their period, even stop seeing dam for a few months when they have such a major life change. And the Shulchan Aruch here is referring to such a person who's nichvus b'machvei b'nei apachad v'giyashas vesta ein echeshes lechatchila. You don't have to be chayshish for the veses in such a time, according to the mechaber. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is saying that immediately there's a. There's a change. Now the Ramah argues. The Ramah says, "Yeshayimrim dafkerim over avest v'loy batka v'loy hagisha tayru v'loy bedika." Now this chiluk is going to be important. We'll discuss soon. The Mechaber says the kula is a kula legamri. It's a kula that you don't have to be baidik lechatchila. You're not chayshish for the vest. The Ramah says no lechatchila. You're chayshish. The issue here is b'di'evet. If it passed, if over aves v'loy batka v'loy hirgisha, so then she's tar. Now you're going to ask me, what about a regular woman who's over aves v'loy batka? So we'll see that in Siftes. But here it's saying there's a kula by a woman who's in a state of pachad. So Mechaber Ramah argue if that kula is l'chatchila, or if that kula is only b'di'evet, if it's over aves v'loy batka. Ramah says, L'chatchila tzricha b'dika. Now, I just want to tell you in a general way, we have a rule that we pass Gimvestes to Rabbanon. That the Gemara's case of a machlaikis, a vestes adereis to Rabbanon, is about a woman whose yom vest passed, she neglected to do a b'dika. If yom vestes adereis, she's tamei. If yom vestes to Rabbanon, she's tar. So we pass Gimvestes to Rabbanon. Now that's clear. In such a case, the Dodi Yehuda Nechsam Seifer had a shita which we had at the beginning of the Siman in Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. It'll come up again in soon in Siftes. The Dodi Yehuda and Nechsam Seifer. Seifer writes he has it bekabola from his rebellion that when we say we pask investors to Rabbanon, it's all there's a chilik that if she has her vest passed. And she didn't see dam, she didn't have argosha, so we say vestes to Rabbanon, we don't say she saw. But l'chatchila, to be chayshish, that we say vestes d'iraisa. You follow? Before the vest came, you have to be chayshish for the vest, you have to chayshish for that day, and you're also in tashmish, that the Noi B'yudach of Seif hold is d'iraisa. Once it passed and you didn't see, to say that you saw, that's the Rabbanon. Shema Yomus Chayshinan, Shema Meisloi Chayshinan. Maybe it will happen with Chayshish. It happened already with not Chayshish. So, no, we're talking so far about Beves Kavua. We'll talk about any Kavua. But this is the chilik between Lechatchila and B'di Eved when it passed already. Now that gives us an understanding of the Ramah. Ramah says that Lechatchila, even a Machbei will Chayshish. Because to be Chayshish Lechatchila, that's Mochavur. If it passed and you didn't do a bedikah and you didn't notice anything, so then we're Meikle. So that's the understanding. It's either derived as Rabbanan. Yet, they bring such an idea that we find that Shema Yomus Chayshinam, because something that's darkly lishtana is Michiloilam Leitira, something that's zikha going to happen will Chayshish for the time we expect it to happen. But once it passed, so we don't say it happened. We say maybe it happened. We don't say maybe it happened. So it's funny. It's because the Rais is usually no lechatchila b'di eved. Here it's sort of lechatchila and b'di eved.
That's exactly the definition of the Rabbanan. You have to do this. If you didn't do it, there's no suffix.
It's true, and that's typically it is that way. And they hold here that it's not that way. He holds it's not that way, and Maramokam Anilach, Pesachi Tshuva Beis, he tells you where to look it up. Okay, so that's the idea. Now, if a kosher is here, Machaber Ramah is the simplest. What? Yeah, lechatchila. There are other nafkaminis. If a kala on the night of her wedding has a leil haves. Could you be meikel? Could you say the rabbanon would have been meikel? There's a tzadikula, is it a deraisa? There's a chatchila. Now here, there's a fascinating taz. The taz asks on the Ramah. Now, the issue here is an issue of fitting into the Gemara. Now let's see taz yud. Einachayshashes, kekosev beis yosef b'shem ha-rajba, afilu chatchila einachayshashes. That's the Rajva Shita, the beis yosef. This is Zion. This is the Kasha. Kasha is the Gemara compares the din of a machbei to a din of a muberes u'minekes. So if the Gemara compares them, so to Beis Yosef, so then it's a kula even lechatchila not to be chayshish. By muberes u'minekes we had yinach chayshish or veset lechatchila. So frak the Beis Yosef akash on the tour, what's going on? How could you say that the tour is the Ramah, right? That how could you say there's a difference in Chatchil and B'di Eved? The Gemara compares Machbei to Minekes and Muberes, and that comparison should carry through. That's Chash Chatchil, and that's a Kasha. Why Dafkim over a vest, but the Chatchil were Machmir. Okay, Muberes and Minekes will make both. Will make a Chatchil and B'di Eved. Machbei, the Beis Yosef says, you also make lechatchila b'di eved without chayshish for vestis at all. That's geshmak. The kasha is the Ramah, which is the Torah. How could the Torah say a chilik? Lechatchila b'di eved, lechatchila u'machmir on a yom vest for a woman who's in a state of pacha. And we're only make b'di eved. I will compare, it should be the same as muberes u'meinek, as the Gemara compares it. The kasha from the Gemara on the Torah, the Ramah. So the Taz says a very geshmak teretz. The Taz says the following. He says, what is the case? Muberes, meinekes have biological reasons that they don't see dam. A woman who's bemachvei, who's in pachad, why does she dam? Because she's frightened. If a man, if she's going to go and live with her husband, at that time it'll calm her down. Yishas tashmish, so she'll forget about her pachad. And she'll be calmed down. So Zakhtar Ramah, the mitzias of Machvei, a pachad, a meinekes is the same. But by pachad, we're chayshish lechatchila. Why? Because we're afraid that now she's going to be calmed down, b'shas tashrish, or forget, and forget her pachad. That's the Tarzis Teretz.
So is the chiluk, do you say that the clock stops and it won't start just because she has a...
It's zil basa taima, yeah, because she has a kud. So what's... Now, this is what he says. It's a very geshmaka teretz. In Londis, Muberes, Minekes, Pachad are the same, Nachoshish. But the Pachad situation changes b'shas tashrish. So it's very geshmak. But if you forget the pachad, then it reverts back to the old thing. Maybe it doesn't take time. You can't ask a kasha because maybe he's answering. He's saying that's it. So here, everyone jumps on this taz. It's a very geshmaka svara. Very geshmaka svara. It's a chumra. With machbe lechatchila by machbe, because b'shas tashrish she'll calm down. But look at the Ramos Lashon. The Ramos said, "Dafkim over aves v'le batkav v'le gishatar v'le v'dika." Aber lechatchila tzricha v'dika. Why lechatchila tzricha v'dika? To say lechatchila she's also b'tashmish, that makes sense. Lechatchila she's also b'tashmish because if she'll go and do tashmish, she'll forget her pachad. And that's very geshmak. But it doesn't fit into the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't say lechatchila asa bebiya. He says lechatchila tzricha bedika. What's the bedika going to help? She's bepachad. She'll do a bedika. She's tar. And now she'll go and do tashmish. What's it going to help? After the tashmish, but the tashmish is asa according to the Taz. The tashmish is asa according to the Taz, right? So the Ramah should have said lechatchila asur and baila. It's hard to say. Not only that, her mom means tzricha b'dika even if she's not going to do tashmish. Why tzricha b'dika? So this, the Mefarshei HaShulchan Aruch, full on themselves to understand, Rishon Shleim Eger brings Rabbi Yehuda Leibshitz here, who has the kasha. But there's an important Chavaz Das. The Chavaz Das here writes, and it's, you should know, it's a klal about the Taz, that the Taz did not write his pirish dafka on the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz's pirish is tour based. There are many places in the Taz where you don't even know what he's talking about without pulling out a Torah. At the very beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel, in days, he says, B'tor, Shema Tera, and he goes into a Torah, which if you just had the page of Shulchan Aruch, you couldn't figure it out. The Chavaz Das says it here, that this Taz is coming to answer the Torah from the Beis Yosef's Kasha. The Torah didn't say, L'chatchila Tzurcha B'dika. He said, L'chatchila Asurim Baila. So the Taz is coming to answer the Torah. The Ramah didn't mean that, to say Ketapshat in the Ramah. But he's coming to answer the Torah. It's a nice klal to know that very often the Taz comes for such a thing. In Yeridaya, in the Hilchos Pasuk B'Cholov, Simin Tzadik Gimel is a short simin. It has one short sif. There are three gigantic Tazim. The whole Tzadik Gimel is three gigantic Tazim. The three Taz are all on the Torah. Only one has a shaykhus to the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. When you learn it, he brings the Torah's Chumrah that pot covers, you can't kashen. Pot covers can't be kashen. Why can't pot covers be kashen? So there's a long taz to try to explain it. It has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch, really. So what does he say? Why can't pot covers be kashen? He says, in those days, the pot covers have little holes where the handle was on the other side, so dirt would get in. So yes, that's I think what the Taz says. So, but okay, he's talking about it all around. But okay, he's still my mashas. But anyway, that's not my point. My point here, all right. Toisa nichvus b'machbe Baruch Hashem is not negayah today. Hopefully, it should never be negayah to have to be in such a situation. But I'll kapon him. That's that's the thing. This is. So maybe it's just kavua. Presumably, if you're mekel for a kavua, you'd be mekel in the bainus for any kavua also, at least the kula. What? It's hard to know why the Ramah would be partially chayshish for a Gemara. Usually, if in the Gemara, we should be totally chayshish. Right? The Gemara is Matil Lagabri, so why would he be partially Choshish? The Svara not like the Gemara? I don't know, time. But why should you, the Taz Svara is not a reason to Nibadika. The Taz Svara, if she's not having Tashmish, the Taz says Machpe is the same as Menekes Muberes. Right? But he's saying that if she has Tashmish, then it changes. Otherwise, then.
If in Eretz Yisrael, if they went into a Miklat, is that called Machpe, or is that
you mean if there's an Eretz siren, they have to run, maybe? It's not the same pachad. People are searching for someone, and
yeah.
Especially if you listen to Reb Chaim talk about these things, he's very says nothing's gonna happen to Bnei Brak. The Chazanu said so. Okay. Anyway, this is Sivches. I moved to Sivches. I wanted to mention last week. I mentioned it sounded somewhat mystical, the idea that women's Veses are totally in the sun, in Neitzachama and Shkiasachama, and therefore when the sun rises earlier, sun rises later, it goes with the sun, it doesn't go by day. So Dr. Hamawi brought me this week an article in one of the journals that explains what
Wikipedia,
that's not the same as the journal. Was it written by a physician or by some somebody who learned Shulchan Aruch? Dr. Babich once told me if I want to find medical information, I should only go to what's it called? Med pubs. Sounds like a bar, but it's medical publications. Yeah, pubs. PubMed. I'm sorry, PubMed. Okay. Anyway, what it said there is there's the newest field in medicine. There's something called chronobiology, which is that the hormonal activity is affected by light, by sunlight, and presumably by artificial light as well. It seems all hormonal activity starts from the brain. It starts from the mind. And I mentioned to you once that chickens, in time of Chazal, you knew if it laid an egg, then it was by day. The Gemara says chickens don't lay eggs by night, only by day. And today, they speed up if chickens lay eggs every 2 weeks or every whatever it is. They fool them with artificial light. So you wonder, how do they fool them? Their body either produces eggs or doesn't produce eggs. But it seems that this is the idea that all hormonal cycles are brain-oriented, all stuff in the brain, and they are tied somehow to light. It may be that that's why today the women are not kavua vest. Today, when we have artificial light, there's no the day-night cycles are not what life was for. The long history of humanity has changed, hopefully for the better.
Global warming is supposed to cover
the ozone. I don't know. I'm all for global warming. I think we should have a program to give everyone those sprays that make global warming speed up. Yeah, the aerosol cans, because we could have used some global warming last week. But anyway, I don't mean. I mean, seriously, this idea, it's very interesting. I keep on having this. Dr. Babich isn't here, but we were learning in Shabbos, those learning Daf Yomi, we were learning in Shabbos about the fact that sperm is viable for 72 hours. So he asked me, how did Chazal know that? How could they possibly have known before they could examine with microscopes? How could they know that that it's 72 hours? So I told them they got a letter from the manufacturer. You know, God sent them the information that it's 72 hours. But okay, let's do a sif test. Sif test is the primary sif that gets us. What? Okay, jet lag is also based on the cycle. I don't know. I don't have jet lag. I don't know why. I never have jet lag.
Yeah. You have time?
No, some people have. Some people don't. Let's learn. It's, I don't know. Everybody has a different nature, I think. Siftes, Shar Noshim. Shar Noshim means normal women. In other words, we spoke about Minekes Muberes Machbei, we talk about Regilas Lerais Mekaydemenei Tlacharneit. We're talking now about regular women who have no reason that they should be different for any temporary reason. Shar Noshim Tzrichas Bedika. Now we know that women do a bedika on their Yom HaVest if they're kavua, and on their Oyna Beinanis if they're not kavua. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Shar Noshim Tzrichas Bedika K'sheyegia HaVest One din is when her period is expected, she does bedika. Now here it doesn't say anything about two bedikas. We'll learn about that. Just as tzricha bedika, you need a bedika when the vessel comes. Over a ves v'loy vodka. What's the din b'di'evet? She forgot to do a bedika. V'loy hugisha, but she wasn't margish anything. So the first shita, the round shita, tahira b'loy bedika. The first shita, the Shulchan Aruch, is that she's tar legamri without bedika. V'yeshayimrim, this is the Rashba shita, shasura ad shetivdek. If she's got to do a bedika on the veset, so whenever she remembers, then she goes and does a bedika. Im yesh la veset kavua. Oy, shuyayim lamid afal pisha'ena kavua v'achinog. Or, if it's the 30 days for a woman who's not kavua. Now first, let me digress and talk about oyna beinanis, because our women today are not kavua. And we're chayshish for what we call the oyna beinanis every month. Now, here I'd like to explain. There are three shitas in the Gedalei HaPaiskim as to what constitutes the average oyna. You have a woman that's not kavua. So Chazal was misakin that she has to be chayshish for the average oyna. What is the average oyna? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Lamed, the 30th day. It's known, the Chavos Dasha shita is Yom Lamed Aleph, the 31st day. And the shita of the Shach is that it's the Yom HaChodesh. Yom HaChodesh means the same day of the Hebrew calendar, which some months is Lamed, and some months is Lamed Aleph. So there are three shitas, but they cover only 2 days. In other words, either Yom Lamed, Yom Lamed Aleph, or like the Shach, some months Yom Lamed, some months Yom Lamed Aleph. Those are the three shitas in the Paiskim as to what one has to be chayshish for. Now, besides that, you have to be chayshish for the last Yom HaFlaga, this last month's interval. You have to be chayshish the coming month. That's not called Ayna Beinanis, that's the Yom HaFlaga, Shema Tikva. Because the day of the month is what affects it. Shafri is the Rashba who says that you can have a woman whose 12th birthday is slated to come up, and she'll be 12, she'll be a Gedayla Shav Shtei Saris, and the Bezda makes it a Shana Muveres, and now her two Saris come a month later. So why two Saris come a month later? Because Bezda says it's a Shana Muveres? So we say yes, there's such an idea that when Bezda does it, it changes it. The same thing here with the Yom Dina Beinanis. Dina Beinanis, it's one thing to say women are affected by the sun, now we're saying they're affected by the moon. Right, that if the lunar month, it's not even the moon really, it's the way Besdin makes the lunar, the Yiddish month, that's going to affect them. Okay, now I want to explain Yom Lamed Aleph. Yom Lamed Aleph in America, the minig is to be chayshish for Yom Lamed Aleph. I don't know what the minig is in the Chassidish Kreisen, but in the yeshiva world, the minig is Yom Lamed Aleph. I'm not sure in Eretz Yisrael what the minig is, because Ramesha holds shtark about that Yom Lamed Aleph is the Iker. Now I want to explain that. The Mechaber says Yom Lamed numerous times. So the Chacham Tzvi asks, when do you come with Yom Lamed Aleph? Shulchan Aruch says Yom Lamed. Everyone, all the early Rishayim say Yom Lamed. The answer is, and Ramesha, when he talks about the Chavos Das, he takes this on for a Pashtus, and if you look at the Chavos Das, which is in Kuf Pei Tes, Sukkot Yud Beis, he says the following. It's a matter of semantics. And what I mean to say is this. A woman sees on a Sunday. She sees Dam. She, Ayna Beinanis is 30 days. What does that mean, 30 days? You can count Sunday is day one. Monday is day two. Tuesday is day three. Eventually it will come to Sunday being day 29. Monday being day 30. So you can understand day 30 is Monday. If she gets a period on Monday, that Monday is day one of the new Cheshbon. So Monday gets two numbers attached to it. It's day 30 of the old Cheshbon and day one of the new Cheshbon. And that's the way the Taz learns. He explains the Shulchan Aruch means Yom Lamed. The Chavis Das learns, that's not what it means. A day can't have two numbers to it. When we say Chayshish for Yom Lamed, it means you count 1, 2, 3, Sunday is 29, Monday is Lamed, and what Chayshish means that she's Aser on the day which follows. On the 31st day, she's Aser, and then which we anticipate she'll get a period, that will be day 1 of the new period. So that, where Ramesh explains what to be Chayshish for, he says you count till 30, and that day is not counted for the new Cheshbon, and then the next day is day number 1, if she sees of the new Cheshbon. So that, the idea of Yom, of, it doesn't fit well to the language Yom Lamed, because Yom Lamed means the 30th day. But to the idea that Yechayshish for Ayin HaBeinon is being 30 days, that's the way the Chavis Das explains it. The Chavis Das explains it means 30 days, and then you anticipate the period. The average period is 30 days, and then the period comes.
So in effect, he's saying that you don't count the day on which she saw
God. No, the day, he's saying the day she saw is day 1. But day 30 is not the day you anticipate them. Day 31 is the day you anticipate. Now, if I do it your way, it will come out the same. If I say the day she bleeds doesn't count, next day is day 1. The numbers will work out the same. We'll come out to Yom
Lamed. She has it on that Monday.
Right.
She's really counting from Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, in effect. In effect.
When we talk about that, how flawed is this thing? The 34th day
is
what
Yechayshish
is. So why when you talk about
Beinus,
you talk about 30, would you say now
it's the 31st day? I hear, okay. I don't, I do want to point out that the Chumrah of the Chavis Das is the Chumrah for 6 days a year. Because half the time, it's anyway the Yom HaChadosh, which everyone passes like the Shach. It's the Yom HaChadosh anyhow. So that, it's only a chumrah half the time. It certainly simplifies it for a woman to keep a calendar. She always counts 30, 31. She doesn't have to look at Yom HaChodesh. I mean, somebody who doesn't have a lot of background in learning and trying to teach them the basic dinim, if you do Lamed Lamed Aleph, you don't even have to tell them about Yom HaChodesh. Because it's always Lamed or Lamed Aleph. You just tell them Chodesh 3 days, Lamed Lamed Aleph, and then Aflog a day. And anyway, that's the way it works.
What?
There's no way to bet it is for a woman who's kavua. To be kavua is a kula. A woman who's kavua is chayshish just for her kviyas. And even if she changes once, she's chayshish for kviyas and her new aflaga.
Still changes kavua. So then she's only chayshish for whatever.
The kviyas.
What should an American lady do in Eretz Yisrael?
Tshuva. I think we keep Lamed Lamed Aleph. I don't know in Eretz Yisrael. The only reason I say is because people have told me that I've heard different things. But it's one of those things where maybe they're different in Hakim. I don't know.
Why should you have to do it
to 30? Well, you have to be the Gemara said she's going to get a period. So you have to be chayshish for something. So we have to pick an average day. So this is the average day that we're chayshish for. Okay, now let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch and a very surprising sheet of the Chavis Das. This is going to surprise everybody because Chavis Das says something that's not practical but very logical. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shardosh, there are two parts of the sin. The Chatchila du Bedika. But the Eva, what's the din of you forgot? Let's go with the Lechet Chila. That's the first line and a half. Shanoshim Tzichis Bedika, Shiyageh Havesim. Okay, that's the din. Now, remember. In the origin, women used to be Kavua. And they used to see at a certain time, certain day, and they did a Bedika. Now, presumably, the Chavis Das learns that it means that we have a Chazakah she's going to see that. And we have to be Chayshish for that. And therefore, she has to do a bedika, especially like the day Yudach Sam Seifa, that Lechatchila to be Chayshish Vestas Adai Reisa. So she has to be Chayshish that she is now going to see. Now, as a consequence of that, the Chavis Das in Pischei Tshuva Yud Zayin says something I think you'll find incredible. Kishiyagia Havesis, the Yeslo Shah Kavuabi Imevest, Ain't Sarpadika Rakoisi Shah. Let's say she always sees at noon, or she always sees when she wakes up. She needs a bedeka that hour. Vim Ainlo Shas Vest, Shah Kavua. She doesn't have a Shah Kavua, that's most of our women. V'chein Oida Beinanis. So now, what time of the day should she do a bedika? Sokta Chavis Das. Tzricha bedika kol ha'ayda. She has to do a bedika the whole 12 hours. Da'ayinu she'tosa moich dachuk. She has to put a bedika cloth in her body. V'yiya sham kol ha'ayda. And it should be there the whole time. V'noshi didon ein lehem shok kavua kamesh kosa b'shem ha'nekudis ha'kesef. So therefore, our women have to have a bedika there for 12 hours, a bedika cloth. And we're not done. We discussed a woman who always sees in a 3-day range, but in one of the 3 days she's kavua to always see in one of 3 days. So listen to Chavis Das. He says that a woman who doesn't have an hour that she's kavua has to keep a bedika cloth there the entire ayna, and if she sees in 2-3 days, she has to have a bedika cloth there for 2-3 days.
But she's kavua like every 26, every 27. This question is during the hour, right? Of that 26.
If she sees during a given hour, she only needs for that hour.
Right.
But if there's no given hour, she always sees sometime during that day.
Of the regular.
Of the kavua or the ayna beinanis, it said. Okay, by the beinanis, and it said the third line of the page. So she has Ida Beta, she needs for the whole time.
That's what
Decker means, 2-3 days. So that, now if you're wondering, if you missed something when you were a chassan, we don't do this. If our women would keep a bedika cloth for many hours, especially young women who are prone to irritation, be all over. But the Chavis Das holds, you need a Meich Dochet there the entire time, and I have to tell you, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaShulchan Paska this way. You have Gedolei HaPoskim. If anybody asks you a little, where do you have a place the Aruch HaShulchan is Machmir and the Chazon Ish is Mekel? I don't know if there are any others, but this is one. The Aruch HaShulchan Paska is like this Chavis Das, that you need the Moich Dochot for the whole 12 hours, and the Chazon Ish, for reasons we'll explain, is Mekel. He says that the women will be Mekalkel if they're going to try to keep it there for 12 hours. But we're not done yet with the Chumrah of the Chavis Das. You love this, you have to understand where the Chavis Das is coming from. The Chavis Das holds, she has to know for sure that she did not have dam during the Hakvias or during her Ayda Bein. She has to know with certainty. That's the sheet of the Chavis Das. So she needs it there the whole time. Now we're not finished. Look at Yudches. Yudches, Vibotka Atzma Vineven Ha'ed. What happened? She did a Bedika. And she lost the Bedika cloth. She lost the bedika cloth. It was much more common once upon a time when there was no light at night. A woman did a bedika at night. She put away the cloth to look at it in daylight. So it got lost. So here again, this is a Chavis Das. Asura, she's also to her husband. She'll say, I didn't have a hargosha the entire time. So it's a rayam tar. No, the sovra hargosha seidu. Maybe at the time she did a bedika, she had a hargosha. The Gemara in Nida Daftun Zayin as a sugya, where it says a woman, maybe she had a hargosha, and she thought it was her wiping, and really it was a hargosha. So Chavis Das says she loses the aid. Certainly if she does it purposely, she's awesome. But listen to this. Now we have the Pischei Tshuva adding to the Chavis Das, who I did. If during her vest she urinated, she's also aser if the vest passed. Maybe she had argosha. Maybe she felt that. She thought it's her urinating. He's saying here, listen to this chumrah. Chavis Das says, You have to know for sure every minute of the kviyas that you didn't see dam. So any woman who urinates during that 12-hour period, l'chayra, even if she does bedikas later, she should be asur l'baila. She doesn't know at the moment that she was urinating that she didn't see dam. Now Pisrei Tshuva says if she urinated v'loy vodka. I don't know what that means, v'loy vodka. And the chayra, the svara is, so we're going to come home today with a chumra, your wife's not going to let you come back next Sunday, right? You must talk for the whole 12 hours, and no urinating the whole 12 hours. That doesn't make sense.
My mother,
Vatika,
just say she's
asked her
that day.
Might as well just ask her.
That's right.
It's not us that you're
so this...
So she has a period then. You get no heter anymore.
This idea of the chavaz das is a difficult one. In the shita of the Chavis Das, that he holds for a woman who's kavua, that you have to know, and to extend that to a night of bainin is that you have to know the entire time. It's a chiddush atzum, and it's a very hard thing. Again, the kitzin or cheshulchan pasdin, at least like the first Chavis Das, that you need a baichdachik. So we have to explain our minig, why we do differently.
I mean, that's the rabbanan.
Whatever you're going to hold, you're going to have to explain. I mean, if you hold Vestas to Rabbanon, why would Rabbanon be sakin? You're assuming every Rabbanon is on the Chatzal Napid Yeved. We have to hold that's correct.
This is a big sermon, Rabbanon.
What's one Rabbanon, I think. But you're right. You're right, and I think I'll add a little to that. All right, the question is where we differ from the Chavis Das. Now, even though the Kitzer and the Aruch HaShulchan are Machmir, there are a whole slew of paiskim that are makel, obviously, and that's certainly our minik. The Chazei Nishin, Simen Pei and Yaradeya is an Arichus. Ramei Arik in the Sefer Michas Pitim and Yaradeya is makel. And there are a lot of tshuvas for him that write by Arichus not to be chayshish for the Chavis Das. Shaz in Lomdis, where we find our way to differ with the Chavis Das. So there are two approaches, both of which I think are true. One is the Imre Bina, the Chuvas Imre Bina. He says something very mistaver. He says, let's say someone knows that it's normal, his wife is kavua for the whatever day, the 33rd day. And the 33rd day passed, and she didn't keep a machdachuk, whatever she didn't do. So the chayru, we should say, is that the chavis das, you don't know for sure she didn't see. He says, when women see dam, what they're kavua to see is always followed by a flow. When you say a woman is kavua, that means in a normal month, she bleeds, so she starts bleeding a little bit, and then it develops into a flow of blood within 6 hours, within 12 hours. It develops quickly into a flow. Shefas v'zeilefes. He says that by our women, if you didn't do a bedika, or you didn't do a bachtachuk, since at the end of the day she wasn't Shefas, she wasn't Zeilefes, so to say that Chazaka Eirich Bizmana Yuba, to say a Chazaka that it came in its time, we have no reason to say it, because had it come in its time, it would have ended up in a flow. And for Karet, that's why we're going to learn the second name of the Sif. B'dieved wa Mekel. Why are we Mekel B'dieved? The Shach brings a Bach who's Matmiya. She didn't do B'dikas, why are we Mekel? There's a Chazaka, she bleeds. The answer is, Shitaka normally gets a period, but it's followed by a shetef dam, by serious bleeding. If it didn't follow, so then you're okay. So this is the approach of the Imre Bina, which is mistaver. It has one problem with it, and that is that many women, as they get closer to menopause, change. They start to stain for a day or 2 days before they get a flow. And this teretz won't help for them. It helps, because you say, well, she always gets a flow, she didn't get a flow. But here, the day passes, I was being makel against the Chavis Das, because we're saying, she didn't get a flow. But what happens if she doesn't get a flow? As she gets older, she doesn't. What happens then? So this is a good teretz, but it's not a teretz for all situations. There's a second approach, which if I understand the Chazanish correctly, is his approach, and there are a few makairis for it, including Nigris Meishim, which I'll explain shortly. And that is what is the geder of the takana d'rabbanan to be chayshish for, if you hold this d'rabbanan, to do a bedika and be chayshish? Chavis Das understood that we have to know for certain she didn't bleed. So she needs a machtochuk. You have to know for certain. But that's not necessarily so. It could be, if you hold to d'rabbanan, d'rabbanan on the sakin to do a bedika. The takana d'rabbanan was do a bedika. Now, you can tell me, yeah, they said do a bedika because they were kavu al l'shah. However, I want to remind you of the Kudas HaKesef. We had the Arzuruas Chumra that besides the period she sees, she has the Yimach with the 12 hours before. Why? The Kudas HaKesef said, the reason for the Arzurua is, because once upon a time, Nishim Nashim were kavua for a moment, for a certain minute of the day. So Chazal Wamachmir, Oina Hasomuch Levesta. If she normally saw at 12 o'clock, so Chazal said, Bechayshish for the whole Oina. Our women, Dr. Kudas HaKesef, were Kavua for a day, not an hour of the day. So they were Kavua for a day. So they have to be Chayshish Oina Hasomuch Levesta the previous 12 hours. Not the Chavis Das, the Kudas HaKesef. That means the Kudas HaKesef is saying that already, in the time of the Rishayim, the Arzuruah, women were not kavua l'shah. They were not kavua to an hour of the day. They had kavias for days, but not for shah hayyim. There's a Ruazarishan. He's talking about these women. Because the Kesef was saying that was the Metzias. If so, the fact that Chazal, the Rishonim, used the Lashon chayavim bibdika, they didn't say chayavim b'maych, that's a raya that the takana d'rabbanan was just a bidika. It wasn't a takana to know for sure she didn't see the whole time. Just a takana to do a bedika. And b'meila, since we remember that the whole bedika is a drabanan, then we understand that that was a takana, kach tiknu. It's a drabanan that you have to be chayshish. The chayki of Chazal was a bedika. That was the hischayvus. It's b'chal not mistaver, if you're just talking about a bedika, which takes a few seconds, that the women were able to be mechaven es hashah precisely, especially before they had clocks. What did it mean? The woman was kavua l'shah, so she always saw a certain time of the day. So she knew to the minute. How long does it take a bedika? 60 seconds. So they were mechaven es hashah. It's more mistaver, kichatzais, bachatzais, right? They are mechaven exactly. What? It's easier with no clock. Yeah, no, I don't know. So this is the approach of the Chazinish, that the takana was do a bedika. It was never a takana like the Chavis Das understood, you have to know the whole time the vade she didn't see. Takana was do a bedika, and the mela that remains today. So these are the two approaches to answer, to reject the Chavis Das's mahalach here, that first of all, she's not shefas, and second of all, that she's... that she's not sure fast, and second of all, that the takana was to do a bedika. What is a one-time bedika? It's a derech for dam to hang around in the body, right? She's a nida when it leaves the uterus. The derech is for dam to stay in the vaginal area. So the bedika was to catch that dam left. So it could be. The question is today. Women are taught to do two bedikas on every day. To do two bedikas on lav and lav. Now, the question is where it comes from. The Shulchan Aruch says to do a bedika. So there is a Lashon HaTesefta that says shtei bedikas, but the Tesefta is not quoted very much. I mean, I saw it by the Ashulchan. He brings that. There's such a Lashon HaTesefta. The question is why we do two bedikas, and maybe that we do two bedikas because of this Chavis Das's cheshbon. That we do one bedika during the vesa, during the time, and one at the end. Because we can do it sometime during the day, maybe she saw after that time during the day. So we do one during the period, and one at the end of the period, to be yaitza the idea of two. What?
Why don't you just do it at the end?
Just do it at the end. But the lashon is to do. Chazinish writes, you only need one bedika. So Shulchan says one, you only need one. But the minig is two. Now the Biyudin is Tshuva says, what's at the beginning of the day, what's the middle, and what at the end? He seems to say three. Betchila b'emtzu b'saif. I don't know why you need betchila, but I don't understand. But anyway, this is the lechatchila, the idea of doing bedika. I mentioned to you in the Grismaisha, there's a nidain about women going swimming or taking a shower during the time they expect their period. Ramesha has a tshuva about taking a shower, going swimming. A shower, I don't think, cleans out the vaginal area anyway. It means a bath or going swimming. So Ramesha has a tshuva about during the Shiva Nikiyim, about being allowed to bathe or go swimming. And Ramesha says in his tshuva, which is in the Grismaisha Chelik Beis, the Simin Ayin Ayin Aleph, he says that she's allowed to go. He says she should do a bedika right after a bath. She's b'chuyav to do a bedika right after bathing. It doesn't check for anything. You have to wait a little bit afterwards. But aside from that, he says she's allowed to, with the exception, he says there are many women who typically see on the first day of Shiva Nikiyim. They go 5 days, they do have Siktara. The sixth day, most of the time they mess up, they get stained again, they have to go to the seventh day. A woman who typically messes up on the sixth day, on the first day of Shiva Nikiyim, who sees Dam again, he says she should not go swimming. Of course, if she goes swimming with a Maich, I would think that that's okay. The Maich will catch the Dam. I don't know if it'll get washed down or not. But otherwise, he says not to. So that if it's a day, the first day of Shiva Nikiyim, which she typically sees, he says she should not. But aside from that, Ramesh is saying, you don't have to be chayshish for the whole day. You have to do a bedika. So if you go swimming, he says, right after swimming, you can't do a bedika, would have washed it away. So you wait, half an hour, a quarter of an hour, wait some time, and then do a bedika. What's the logic? If you washed away 6 hours worth, and now you do a bedika half an hour later, Teretz is, the takana was a bedika. The kana wasn't that you have to know for certain that the whole time she didn't see anything. Obviously not. She's saying it's a right. If I should have he'd be made. It's only takana bedika. You're right. You're right. I have the problem with even 1 day or 3 days, but okay. You're right, so maybe it's not such a strong right for the Shiva Nikiyim to hear. But anyway, the idea is this idea, that the takana was a takana of a bedika, and that's why. Now let's see the second half. This is all the lechatchila. The second half of the Shulchan Aruch, the bedieved, and that is of our vest of Olay Batka, Olay Yergisha, Tar, Olay Bedika, V'yashem Shasura, Ad Shetivda, K'machloikis, Daran, and the Rajba. The Ran holds that it's only lechatchila, and bedieved you're not machmir. The Rajba holds bedieved you do a bedika when you remember. So she got to do a bedika. Whenever she remembers, she does a bedika. Shachov Gimel brings the Bach, who paskins like the Mordechai, third Shita. Get him over Aveset. For Leibodka, she's Asura Labaila. So you have here three Shitas, two extremes. The Rad says, if you got to do a bedika, not Makif. The Bach paskins like the Mordechai, that it's totally Makif. And if you do a bedika, we assume she bled. And in between is the Ramah, which is the Shita Sarajba, which is that that when she remembers, she does a bedika. Pesachei Tshuva Yates says Achreinim Kosfu that we're not chayshish for the Bach, and we pasca like the Rashba. What's a little funny is that what's the Mechaber Shita here? Look at the Mechaber. What's the Mechaber Shita? Here's the first Shita is Meikel. Yeshayim the Rashba to do a bedika. Here it sounds like we have a rule in the Shulchan Aruch. When he brings two shitas, we pass like the first. If the second is the Yeshayim, pass like the first. What's a little strange is that in Siman Kuf Pei Tesiv Dalid, in the Halachis of Vestais, the Mechaber passes like the Rajba, he doesn't even bring the Ran. He just brings the second shita, and over Aves, just to do a bedika there. So it's a little bit of a tmiya, why here he would be Saisim one way, and there Saisim differently. It's a kasha. But anyway, with Nayig, that over a vest, with Nayig, that she does a bedika when she remembers, and then she's Muteris Labaili. Even she remembers a few days later. Why does it help to remember a few days later? So the same Teretz, the Takana was a bedika, and you do a bedika, and you yaitze the Takana Drabon. That's this halach. Okay, so this is Siftes, this is the monthly obligation to do a bedika. And again, if she did a bedika and if she forgot to do a bedika, she does a bedika whenever she remembers, and at that time she's muteris. Okay. Now let's see Sif Yud. Hayotze l'derech. This is a sugya in the Gemara. A woman who goes out on the road. A man who's going out to a trip. So we have to figure out what's called a trip. What's Yotze l'derech? What's called a trip? So strangely enough, I'm sure you're not surprised, things have changed. In Pisrei Tshuva B'Chav Dalid, he says, what's called going on a long trip? So he says, Chav Dalid, Pisrei Tshuva, I'm Berheitev, I just Tshuva B'Avach, El Kazim B'Dalid, she calls a Shir HaDerech B'Zeh Nira, Shushneim Oser Mil. 12 mil, that's about 7 miles. 7 miles from here to Staten Island, that's a Yotze l'Derech. You go to Muncie for a... All right. What? Manhattan? Depends which part of Manhattan. Okay. So that's called Yotze l'Derech. What?
It didn't take those days to go to
Tokyo. Yeah, in those days it took a longer time to go to your days. So obviously it changed. Now, I don't know, today people go fly to Washington, D.C. on business and come back the same day. So what's a Yotze l'Derech? So we have to understand the reason and we'll understand. The Shulchan Aruch says, a Yotze l'Derech, Tzorech lifkai ishtai afilu samach levesta. Now the idea that a man is chayiv in the aina of his wife, it's like everything else in life. A man is supposed to read his wife's mind, which is part of the marital obligations of all husbands. It says, ein derech isha l'tfayas vayla. A woman doesn't want to ask her husband, he wants her husband to read her mind. So you're supposed to know, if your wife says she's in a lousy mood and wants to go to sleep early, if that means this way or it means the other way. So it's a problem. It's a general problem in reading women's mind, which, I don't know, it's part of, I guess, of the challenge of marriage. But it's really a compliment that the women expect you to be a Navi and to understand these things. So by Yotze l'Derech, Chazal tell us that there's an idea that when a man is going away for a while, especially then, there were no phones, there was nothing. So Isha Mishtekekes L'Bailu, she has a certain tshuka, desire, and therefore the man is Tzarech Lifkai Desishtai. He has to be. Now that itself is about the night before he goes. Now, that idea is that's Halach in Shemim Reish Mem, in Hilchis in Arachayim. Here it's telling you, according to the Mechaber, that even if it's Samach Levesta, it's a time she would normally be Aser. Even if it's near Havesas, he allowed, we waived the dinim of Issa Tashmish Samach Levesta, even by a Kavua. And the Rambam says, Afilu Tashmish Shari, according to the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, even Tashmish is Mutter. How could we be Makel on an Isser Gomor? So Taz Yudalit just says, Taz Yudalit, given the Vestas to Rabbanan, but not commits for Loigazim. Taz Yudalit says, since Vestas are the Rabbanan, so they weren't Geiser by Yotze l'Derech, they weren't Geiser Isser Vestas. So this is the first Shita, not like the Nidri Hinnachsan Cipher. It's Nebigad that Vestas are the Rabbanan, and therefore, a Filu Tashmish is Mutter in such a case. Lifkai means Tashmish, according to the Shita.
What's the Ramah hearing?
You might think it means something else. We'll see. Some reshine them all differently. I'll bring it in a minute. But so the first sheet is, I feel a Tashmish Shari.
When we say something best,
we mean
Mamish
on the day. On the Ines Havest, right. She used to be Kavua for a time.
Well, okay, so she used to be Kavua, means
on the day that she expects. On the day she expects.
Ubekomakayim
Hamachmir, Zakhtar Ramah, Hamachmir Shaloi, Lifkai, Lifaikta, Rakhmir Divar Ritzoi. There are some reshine in that hole that be as awesome. So you should be machmir. If it's the vest, if it's Yotze l'Derech and it's Shaz Vesta, so then you should only be piking up a divrei ritzo. You can find this bar. The chomine korva va'ava shari mulvat tashmish. V'mahaylach l'dvar mitzvah ain't tzarech lefkaydish. There's an exception. If he's traveling for a dvar mitzvah, he's not mechuyev. Now this, Taruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand. What if he's going for a Dvar Mitzvah? Not a Dvar Mitzvah. If Isha Mishtekekes L'Baila, Taruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand Pshat in this exception. But at any rate, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. So this is one Pshat in the Gemara, Taruch Lifkadis Ishtad. Then the Buki Yosef argues with this whole din. He says that's not what the Shulchan Aruch means. It means that if a person is Yotze l'Derech, Samach l'Vesta, it means the following. V'yeshayim, this is the Mukiyashita. If Adam writes a Leilach Derech V'ishtay Nida, it doesn't mean she's expecting her period. It means it's Samuch to when she's going to the Mikvah. V'titfoel Techayna Achas Tzorech Lahamtin. It means a person is not allowed to go on a trip if his wife's Mikvah night comes out the next night. So a person has to wait. He's not going on a trip. He has to wait because certainly Yishu Mishtekech is Labayla on Leil Tevilasa. So these are two pshatim in the Gemara. Now, this is it. Now, first of all, the long Pisrei Tshuva brings the Naibunach Sab Sefer, who hold that Vestus Adairaisa to be Chayshus L'Chadchila, and therefore they argue with the Kula of the Mechaber. They argue with the whole idea of the Mechaber that it's mutter to be Bayil on a Yom HaVeset. However, Nafkamina L'Didan, that we're not Machmer the Orza Rua on a Yaitzel Aderech. If us would be a Nafkamina Yaitzel Aderech, if it came out to Ines Orza Rua, we would be Mekel. Now, there's a second important Nafkamina in this Sif. Yaitzel Aderech, I don't know, today where people travel all the time, I'm not sure that a man who goes traveling on business trips weekly, that there's this idea of Isha Mishtekekas Labailo, like there was once upon a time, the time of Chazal. I'm not sure that that's what it means. But be that as it may, it's a Nafkamina L'Didan on a Kala whose wedding night comes out on her vest night, or her Beninus night, or her Yom HaFlaga night. The question is whether we can be Mekel in Tashmish for the wedding night. Now, if it comes out in Dar Zeruah, we're certainly Mekel. The question is, if it comes out on the Iker vest, whether we could be Mekel or not. So here, L'chaira, the Sfara says that it's the same thing. If Aisha's Mishtekekes Labaila, when he's Yaitzel Aderech, certainly on the night, the Leila Chasana, she's Mishtekekes, especially if she anticipates getting a period any minute. You know, it's already the Shas HaVest or the Beinonis. So she's certainly Mishtekekes Labaila. So with this Shaila, it's a very difficult question. What the halach is? It seems to me most paiskim are machmir. If someone calls me with this shaila, I tell them to call somebody else. So I'm going to go tell a kala b'leil vest that she's aser. She'll get a period. It'll be a pain in the neck. And then later on in life, she'll go to a shir and she'll hear that she can be mekel. So you know, I don't want to get into that type of situation. So like it happened to me once. There was a chasana in one of these rented halls. You should know, any time you go to a kashrut hall for a wedding, the kashrus at best is b'di'evad. I tell people the bilkul l'chalachatchila. You know, they're coming in the thing. They're very, very hard. So what do? Someone calls you a few hours the morning of the wedding, and they say that when they delivered the food the night before, the guy ripped off all the simanim. What do you do now? So it was up to me. I'd say go to Meal Mart and buy grilled chicken and serve grilled chicken or get bales of lox. But, that doesn't go over too well. So I tell them. The person called me, from our Hechsher. I told this, a guy broke open the seals, I can't be Mekel. So the caterer calls me, what? I said, no, I told him to call the other Rabbanim. He'll find the Rav, will be Mekel. You know, so you'll be Mekel. You know. But they are shyless where there's a broad spectrum of opinion on what to do b'shas hadchak. In the case of Kala, and I tell you what to do, but it's a very difficult shayla. The tzad kula is this sif. This sif, which seems a little to be a curiosity, Yaitzel Aderech, b'sman hazeh, but it's a halach of Yaitzel Aderech too. But l'mais, it says such a din in Shulchan Aruch, there's a shita, that haraitz alat yaitzel aderech, tashmish is mutter. The klal is, when the Shulchan Aruch brings a shita, and then Machmir Tolo Bracha, Yesh Lahachmir, it brings the first shita for Shasat Chak. A kala b'leil chupasa, that's a Shasat Chak. So you make, not on any shita you find in some favor from a place, but a shita in Shulchan Aruch, so you can be make one.
In most cases, with a verse, doesn't it all if it comes there anyhow? So there is definitely going to be a separation in the night of the other.
The question is if the bia is mutter. Once you do the bia, they'll become us to each other. The question is, are they mutter to do the bia in the first place? Because it's the night she's of a veset. Normally a woman, a male vesta, is aser.
Even if it brings it on, it's the same thing as it happened.
Not that the beer will bring it on, it's that the day brings it on. It's the day she expects to see, so Tasha should be also because she'll see spontaneously, not because of the beer.
What if you go there with your wife? You're going to go with your wife, but you're going where you will not be able to start confirming that trip.
There's no, it seems, it's an interesting diuk. It says, Haroitzo Lotzei Soderech. It doesn't say that if the woman's going Lederech, she's Mishtekekes Labayla. It seems she's busy with her trip. I'm saying, even if she's going without him, going with him is less Mishtekekes. So I don't think this halacha applies.
It's a on the edge of rule. What about the lamed and lamed aleph?
Yeah. So again, for kala we'd certainly be mekel. For chavis das, we'd certainly be mekel. Okay, we'll finish the siman and mitzvah next week.